This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States now has its first confirmed case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
With confirmed cases in about two dozen countries, Dr. Anthony Fauci had said it was just a matter of time before one was found here, and now it has been.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th.
Fauci says the person was fully vaccinated and has mild symptoms, which are getting better. Officials say all the person's close contacts have tested negative. The Biden administration's restricted travel from Southern Africa and is moving to tighten testing rules for overseas travelers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization Director General said on Wednesday the world should not be surprised by the emergence of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO was taking the emergence of the variant extremely seriously and urged every country to do so as well. Tedros called for tailored intervention by countries, including testing travelers before and after they arrive, and advised against blanket travel bans that place a heavy burden on lives and livelihoods.
We call on all countries to take rational, proportional risk reduction measures in keeping with international health regulations.
The comments came at the first press briefing by the UN Health Agency since it christened Omicron as a variant of concern after it was brought to light by researchers in South Africa last week. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us